deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
Hello, listeners. This is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in the Seattle area and beyond. We will have only the best psychics and astrologers in the world on our program, and I guarantee the most interesting radio program you have ever listened to, as you will hear information here that you will simply not hear elsewhere. Today, we're very grateful to have as our guest Dr. Ted Brewer of Health Masters of Auburndale, Florida. He's an amazing doctor and nutritionist who specializes in finding nutritional answers to people's health issues. Dr. Brewer picks up where traditional medicine leaves off, and he's been able to help literally thousands of people with his nutrition. His website is linked up to our show at www.outofthisworld1150.com. His direct website also is www.healthmasters.com. And I'll also give out the phone number for his company, too, if you'd like to give them a call later. It's 1-800-726-1834. On his website, he has got tremendous information on why all Americans should avoid flu shots, the health risks of various vaccinations, natural proven solutions for anxiety, depression, panic attacks, and dementia. I think this is really important. All of us are busy, and we're under a lot of stress. And some of his all of his remedies are absolutely wonderful, and they're very, very reasonably cost as well. We'll be taking call-ins after 3:30 p.m., but I wanted to give out our studio numbers first. Our call-in line for the studio here is 425-373-5527, or our toll-free number is 1-888-298-5569. That's toll-free within Western Washington. Before we begin, I would like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing moral support, and without whose friendship and help this program would not have been possible. My dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, has also been extremely supportive. My angelic and earthly family, the Quest Bookstore in Seattle, the Leading Edge Bookstore in Seattle, the Vajra Crystal Gem Bookstore in Seattle. They're all wonderful places to visit, and if you are in the Seattle area, I urge you to visit all of those spots. Our upcoming guests include Yuri Geller, one of the world's most famous psychics and remote viewers, who will be coming to us live by telephone from England 1 week from today. Dr. Kellen Caldicott, she'll be on the air 2 weeks from today, live from Sydney, Australia. She has twice been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, and she is one of the most famous medical doctors who's spoken out at the dangers of the Fukushima nuclear accident. Another guest who will be coming up is James von Prague on September 26th, one of the world's most famous mediums and psychics. Lee Moorhead, one of the best psychics in the United States, who had her own television program in New York City for nearly 30 years. Dr. Brewer, are you there?
Hey, buddy. I'm absolutely ready to go.
Okay, good. Well, welcome to the program, Dr. Brewer. We're really happy to have you on the show. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you got interested in nutritional and health issues?
I will, actually. I was a research biochemist from Florida State University, and I basically had finished 3 degrees at Florida State, and I was about 27 years old, and I came down with heart disease, and I almost died from it. And it really got my attention. And basically, I went to a naturopathic physician, you know, one of the best naturopathic schools in the country. There is Vassar College up there in your area. And what ended up happening is we ended up I ended up recovering from the heart disease. And it took about a year and a half to 2 years to recover, but I recovered. And what the doctors had given up on basically turned out to be okay. It just took a while. And that's when I learned about the importance of, you know, preventive health care. And I basically went back to school and then basically worked on a doctorate in naturopathic medicine and finished that. And then we basically continued to do what we do down here in Florida. And we opened up a clinic, and we worked with thousands of patients and helping them lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar without the use of drugs. And so what we've learned over the years is that most of the diseases that we have in the United States are basically lifestyle-induced diseases. And now a lot of it's the diseases that are being caused by the GMO foods, the chemtrails they're spraying on us, the change in the acidity of the soil as far as the pH of the soil is causing a huge reduction as far as nutrient content of the crops. In addition to that, the vaccines that are being that we're being injected, where they're actually just killing us, and the fluoride that we're being that's being put into our water is killing us, and it's also lowering IQs and calcifying the pineal gland. We'll talk about all that day, along with the top 10 foods never to eat. So if you've got any questions for me, you can ask me anything you want to ask me. And then we'll also go back to the Old Testament. We'll go back to Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. We'll go back to Genesis and Genesis chapter 6 with the fallen angels and the Nephilim and who's running our planet today and the Luciferian agenda that is upon us and what they're doing and what their end game is. So it's going to be an interesting show, Ted.
Well, I know it's going to be out of this world. That's the same. That's the title of the show. But I know it's going to be out of this world. I listened to another program here a few months ago, and I was astounded. I knew within 5 minutes, I wanted to have you on my show. You're such a wealth of information, and you've got a good heart too. I can tell that, and you genuinely want to help people out. First off, I'm sure my audience would be interested in the top 10 foods to avoid. Would you mind going through that list, for my audience?
Oh, I'd love to go through the list. The number one food we should never put in our bodies are the high-fat luncheon meats. I include bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, and hot dogs in that category. People need to realize that a few years ago at the University of Southern California, they did a study. They found that children who eat just 3 hot dogs a week, Ted, have 9 times the risk of leukemia versus children who do not. One of the worst things you can eat are luncheon meats that contain sodium nitrite. Unbelievably bad. Bad.
Wow. Wow.
And now if you're gonna give your kids hot dogs, go to the health food store, get some turkey dogs or some chicken dogs, and make sure they are pure chicken products, no byproducts, and make sure they don't contain any sodium nitrite. That's what we give our kids when they want them, and those are okay, because kids love hot dogs. But the point is, you don't want to be giving them the pork hot dogs. And you should never eat pork either, by the way. Pork is one of those forbidden foods by the Old Testament, and I pretty much figured God knew what He was doing, and He told us what we should and shouldn't eat. So we really need to avoid pork. And it's just there's a really good article from the Biological Therapy, Volume 1, Number 2, 1983, by Professor Hans Regwig. And it's an incredible article. It's called The Adverse Influence of Pork Consumption on Health. You can look it up and pull it offline. And it talks about the 37 diseases that are transmitted from pigs into humans and how unbelievably poisonous pork is to human beings. It's in the Biological Therapy, Volume 1, Number 2, 1983.
Fascinating, just fascinating. Of course, I don't want to get too off on a tangent now, but when you're talking about these lunch meats and the sodium nitrate, since it's so harmful for kids, especially, where's the government? Where's the regulatory agencies? Where's our Food and Drug Administration? All of this.
Food and Drug Administration? You mean the Fatal Drug Agency? Are you kidding me? I mean, a few years ago, I was watching 60 Minutes. This has been, 15-20 years ago, and they used to try to tell the truth every once in a while. And it was interesting. They actually had a whole show on the revolving door policy of the Food and Drug Administration. Now, so many people who had worked for the Food and Drug Administration who were instrumental in getting drugs passed had left the FDA and had gone to work for the very organizations on which they had got the drugs passed. In fact, they actually coined the term the revolving door policy of the Food and Drug Administration.
Hmm.
And I thought, wow, that's pretty indicting to actually say that. And so I thought, well, that's just kind of nuts, But then more and more I researched into it, it's exactly what happened. And it goes on and on and on. And so the reality is, you got to make a decision. I mean, you can believe the Federal Death Agency or the Fatal Drug Agency, whatever you want to call it, and believe this junk. But I'm telling you, Ted, the stuff that they're promoting is completely poisonous, and you shouldn't be putting it into your body in any concentrations as far as all these drugs they're putting people on, like statin drugs. I mean, statin drugs. Let's look at statin drugs for a second.
Okay.
They're to lower cholesterol. Well, let me tell you something, guys. If your cholesterol is between 2 and 300 and you got good other numbers as far as the ratio of the statins, the ratio of the high-density lipoproteins, the low stuff, if your LDLs are better or your ACLs are better than your LDLs and all that kind of stuff, and your cholesterol is at 300, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, without testosterone, without cholesterol, your body can't manufacture testosterone if you're a guy. So if you drop your cholesterol under 200, all death rates go up, particularly cancer goes through the roof. And one thing that's interesting about statin drugs, they all have one common side effect. They all cause cancer, period. And they've never been shown to reduce the risk of heart disease. I mean, it's more of a inflammation problem with the heart as far as getting heart attacks and diseases rather than the cholesterol. Now, I'm talking in general terms. Now, if your cholesterol is 500 or 600, you need to get it under control. But, you know, if your cholesterol is relatively normal between 200 and 300, you don't need to be taking statin drug as far as I'm concerned. And they're unbelievably damaging to the heart muscle because they almost completely stop the production of the enzyme coenzyme Q10. And what ends up happening is your body basically, without coenzyme Q10, your heart can't work properly. And you end up basically, your heart goes into congestive heart failure. And so that's one of the problems of statin drugs. They cause all these horrible, horrible side effects and nothing good. That's the problem. They don't cause anything good and everything bad. And then people just need to understand that. You need to stay away from those types of drugs. Same thing with sleeping pills. Sleeping pills are absolutely awful products. I mean, they've been linked to death over and over and over again. And you need to stay away from those types of products. And we try to tell people this, and we tell them all on our website, healthmasters.com. We give them alternatives to all these different types of drugs. But the reality is the vast majority of the people, I mean, what do we have, 80 million people now on statin drugs in the United States? Ted, I mean, it's some insane number, 60, 70 million on tricyclic antidepressants like Prozac and Zoloft. And they carry black box warnings that they make you kill yourself. I mean, really?
God.
Well, they do. They sit around the label and says, hey, this thing, if you, you know, give it to the kids and stuff, it'll make you commit suicide. And I wrote a book back in the 90s. It was called Maximum Solution to ADD, Autism, and Learning Disability in Kids. And basically what we did is we went back into Columbine and all these different places that had done all of these horrible shootings with these children. And in every single case, Ted, not one exception, every single case, the kid that had done the shooting was on either Prozac or Zoloft or Ritalin or some other type of drug, and they were all of these tricyclic antidepressant drugs, and they end up killing themselves if they kill other kids. These things make you go crazy. They make you go nuts. And if a person – let me stop for just 1 second. I haven't already got everybody mad enough yet. Ritalin. Let's talk about Ritalin and Adderall. These are amphetamine salts, okay? Mm-hmm. These are unbelievable. They're amphetamines, okay? Ritalin's called methylphenidate in its generic term. Methylamphetamine is the stuff you buy off the street that gets cooked up in the backyard somewhere by some wacko. And the craziest thing is they're almost identical in their molecular structure. And you get these kids that are given methylphenidate their entire life from 3 to 4 to 5 years of age all the way until they're 18. They can't serve in the armed forces of the United States because they're basically addicted to amphetamines and wouldn't let them in. They get out of their high school, and now they're 18 years old, and they graduate, and suddenly the doctor goes, oh, you don't need this anymore. You're not studying, and you're done. And now the kid's addicted to it. He's addicted to these amphetamine salts. If he doesn't have Tourette's syndrome and lowered IQ score and brain damage from it already, now he's addicted to it. So now he wants to go out and get his fix, so he starts on methamphetamines. And that's one of the reasons that we have such a huge, huge problem with meth all over the United States, because we've had 20, 30, 40 million of these kids now go through this entire system over the last 20, 30 years, and now they're into the general population, and they want their drugs. They're addicted to them. There are Schedule II drugs in the same category with morphine, opium, Percodan, and Demerol. If a cocaine addict is given Ritalin, the cocaine addict can't tell whether he was given Ritalin or cocaine. They snort it up their noses. Unbelievable. But we think it's okay to give that to a two-year-old. I mean, what's the medical pressure? They all become brain dead? But it's all from the Rockefeller pharmaceutical groups that basically put homeopathic and naturopathic medicine pretty much out of business in the United States over the last 120 years. Because they wanted to basically have a medical cartel that was controlling the drug industry, and that's what they've done. So they could maximize their profits. Their goal is not to cure cancer. Their goal is to make cancer a debilitating disease like diabetes that can be managed for years, if not decades, to increase profits. And that's a direct quote from the Financial Times from a few years ago. And nobody understands that. If you understand the actual motive and the motivation behind these guys, you'll start to learn very quickly that this is not – these people, these drug companies, do not have your best interests at heart. And then you get uber evil corporations like Monsanto that bring us glyphosate, also known as Roundup, which is one of the poisonous things on the planet, and it's in the water supply, it's in the air. You can't even hardly take air samples in any agricultural area now without finding glyphosate in the air. Glyphosate is a neurotoxin that causes kidney damage. It's unbelievably bad for human beings, and yet it's being sprayed on farms now in corn and soybeans and potatoes as a desiccant to dry up the harvest before they farm it and before they have harvested it, and it goes right into the vegetables, right into the fruits, and basically we're eating the glyphosate in the food, and it's causing all these horrible problems. Like, I personally think it's linked to celiac disease. I believe it's causing a lot of these problems with gluten intolerance, and nobody wants to talk about it because you can go to Europe. They don't have problems with gluten intolerance. We've been eating wheat and gluten products for 100 years, thousands of years, hundreds of years in the United States, thousands of years as a species, and we've never had a problem with all these crazy diseases like celiac disease and all these things.
That's true. We sure didn't, Ted.
We didn't have any. But now they start putting all these herbicides and pesticides on everything. I mean, my God, what are they spraying us with Agent Orange? Where they think it's okay? It's not okay. When I say that Monsanto is an uber evil corporation, uber means above, great,
right.
And, you know, the, you know, it's just that's what it is. It's unbelievable how bad Monsanto is. And then now they want to have, with all their GMO products, they're dumping into the market, trying to poison us with those stupid things. Within three generations of GMO products, you can't even reproduce with the mice population. They have hair growing out of their mouth. They're completely infertile. And it's going to do the same thing to human beings. Human beings have got a huge problem right now with infertility. There's fertility clinics everywhere. And have you also noticed how many dialysis centers there are and renal centers there are all over the country now because of the kidney damage that's being done by the diabetic drugs that are being given to people that cause kidney failure and also pancreatic cancer. And that's all okay, too, with the Food and Death, the Federal Death Administration. They know these drugs do this, but they make so much money for the profiteers who manufacture them that all these guys get paid off, for heaven's sakes, and they end up basically allowing this garbage. And now they're trying to take away our rights to buy vitamins again. Well, they know that vitamins interfere with their death and their drugs, and they don't want us to have the ability to prevent them from dying. It's ridiculous, Ted.
I have to tell you this to my listeners. Our listeners may not be aware of this. I'm sure you're aware of it, Dr. Ted, but the chief guy who heads Monsanto, or sorry, who heads the Food and Drug Death Administration, FDA, is the former chief lawyer for Monsanto.
There you go. I'll do another one for you. Okay, this is what Dr. Deagle told me. Bill Deagle, a few weeks ago, I was on his show, and he told me something I didn't know about. It's number two on the top 10 list of foods not to eat is NutraSweet aspartame equal diet sodas. They've been linked to brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation. This list goes on and on and on. He told me that he said that the whole thing about G.D. Searle manufacturing aspartame as a laboratory experiment. Here's how the story goes. And I wrote this in my first book, Maximum Energy, that was back out in 99. Great book, sold like a million copies. And here's what's interesting about this particular story that I had written. We were told, and the research has been told, that G.D. Searle, one of their top chemists, was in the laboratory, and he was handling aspartic acid, phenylalanine, and methanol. And he licked his fingers after he had handled these compounds, and his fingers are sweet. So he was curious as to what he had licked. Now, first of all, stop here. Okay. I had 400 hours of biochemical genetics at Florida State University. I've got 18 hours of college credits in chemistry or general chemistry and organic chemistry. The first thing they tell you to do when you're in a laboratory is you don't touch your face. You don't handle chemicals and touch your face. If you have to wear gloves, you wear gloves. If you have to use a vented vacuum hood, you use a vented vacuum hood. And they tell us that this guy's licking his fingers. Well, God, what is he, some kind of idiot? What are we dealing with, somebody with a 20 IQ or something running around a laboratory licking his fingers? I mean, you don't do stuff like that. So I never believed that. And Bill Deagle told me that was a complete and total lie. Now, listen to me, friends. Brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, optic nerve degradation, depression, severe memory loss, severe memory trauma, all of these are side effects of aspartame, including blindness and deafness and everything else. This product's like a nightmare out of hell. They didn't want it in hell anymore, so they poked a hole back in our planet and shoved it up out of hell, said, God, we don't want this crap down here. We're sick of this. We got to give it back to the people on the planet. That's how bad this drug is. That's how bad this product is. And here's what Deagle told me. He said that entire story of G.D. Searle was a lie. He said that's how they spun the story. He said this thing was developed in a CIA biochemical lab for weapons experimentation. And he said they developed it. They use it it's basically made out of E. coli poop is what it's made out of. And I'm not joking. That is true. Okay. And the craziest thing is, there's no way the guy licked this stuff and found it from E. coli. It was genetically engineered to do what it's doing, to manufacture this stuff like this. Now, what's interesting about this is Deagle says it's a brain entrainment molecule. Huh. So if anybody's familiar with Skinner or Pavlov or all these guys who talk about operating classical conditioning, I've got a degree in psychology also for Florida State. It's interesting. These guys always talked about brain entrainment and how you could use different types of reinforcement continuums and negative sanctions to train the brain to have certain types of stimuli, including human beings. Mm-hmm. And Deagle says this was developed and set up by the Department of Defense and basically forced through the FDA to force it into the population of the United States to allow the population of America to basically have a brain entrainment molecule be put into their foods, which is in tens of thousands of foods and food products and byproducts now. And what it does, Deagle said it's a dopamine releaser that is as addictive as crack cocaine. Now, that's crazy. It's addictive as crack cocaine. And what it does, it puts you into an alpha brainwave state almost instantaneously when you turn on the idiot box. And what it does, it allows you to be programmed properly by the mainstream, lamestream idiotic media, the nightmare box, that allows you through frequency and through flicker rate to basically train your brain to believe what they're telling you is true. It was done by the Defense Department through the CIA, according to Dr. Bill Deagle, who's one of the smartest men I've ever spoken to. And the whole thing he says about that has a ring of truth to it, because I know people, they will fight you to the death if you try to take them off aspartame, because they're so addicted to it. He said it's as addictive as crack cocaine to some people. Can you believe that? That's nuts, isn't it, Ted?
Amazing. I have a friend of mine who loves Diet Coke, and she doesn't drink much of it, but every time she pops up a can, I'm just cringing. I try to tell her it's bad, but, well, hopefully she'll listen to this broadcast. So.
Well, but I mean, basically they've reduced you. See, yeah, you have to understand something. The world's elite, the globalists, the guys from Washington, D.C. who are running the planet, the guys from the Bilderberger Group who are running the planet, the guys from the Vatican who run the planet, the guys from the Bank of England who are running the planet, the globalists, all of these guys who decided on who and what we're going to be and what we're going to have and what we're going to do here on this planet, they don't consider us to be even human beings. They consider us to be animals. They consider us to be a virus that's basically infiltrated the planet, and we've got to be reduced, and our population has to go down. The whole globalist agenda is about eugenics, and that's what they're doing, Bill Gates included. He wants to you know, have people forcibly vaccinated to be sterilized. I mean, this whole thing is nuts, what's going on as far as the population reduction protocol that's in play right now. Look at the chemtrails. I never believed in a chemtrail. Ted, I never believed in one. And finally, they were spraying over my house all the time, and I said, I don't believe it. I don't see it. You know, I'm going to have some normalcy bias here. I'm not going to play this game. I'm not going to take that other pill. I'm done. I'm finished. That's not real. Those are contrails. Well, finally, I started reading all the stuff on the Internet, and I finally watched that movie, What in the World Are They Spraying Online? And I said, oh, God, this is too much science in this. I can't deal with this. They're starting to make sense. And so I took two different rain samples after heavy days of spraying down at my dock. I used a 500-milliliter Pyrex beaker. It was sterilized five times with distilled water. So don't tell me I cross-contaminated samples, because I did not. Because I'm a chemist, I know how to do all this stuff, and I elevated a platform on my dock so I'd get no splatter back from the dock. And I took two rain samples, and I stored the first one in the refrigerator and sealed it. 6 months later, I took another one, and the reason I stored it the first time because I really didn't want to know. And I stored the second one after they had sprayed it after Christmas a few years ago, and I sent it to Basic Laboratories out in, I think it's Gooding, California. And I ended up getting my samples back, and my samples were so high in barium and aluminum that the EPA said they weren't safe to drink. And now, here's the deal. That barium is not naturally occurring in those types of concentrations, nor is aluminum in the atmosphere. So that's spray. Now, of course, the government's declassified and said they're doing it. So we already know it's geoengineering. We already know they're doing it to reflect heat back in the atmosphere. They're also being told it's being used for their ground-penetrating radar and their scalar waves, and we also know this is working in conjunction with HARP. We know that stuff's going on. Okay, so the reality is, We have to breathe the air, unless we want to run around with a double can of respirator mask on and make everybody think we're totally insane. But the problem is, you know, we have to do everything we can to prevent this stuff from affecting our brain, which means we have to do as much anti-inflammatory preventive nutrients as we possibly can, because the inflammation is one of the primary causes of these things are. And now they're going to be linked to Alzheimer's. That's why we have more. I have a friend of mine who called me this week. His wife's in her 40s. She's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease or suspected Alzheimer's disease.
And Ted,
the more and more and more we ingest these chemicals into our food supply that are in our food supply from the Federal Death Agency, what irritates me. It's like these guys. It's like they swallow a whole bottle of Viagra and they see some good-looking girl and they want to go run and chase her down. Right? That's how they act towards vitamins. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, they it's like they want our vitamins off the market, but yet they allow all of these drugs and all of these poisons to be left on the market. Now their FDA is petitioning to take folate, which is the active form of folic acid, off the labels and not be able to use for anything else besides prescription-strength supplements through doctor's offices. And if that happens, we're not even going to have a folic acid that's even absorbable in 60% of the population because we've lost our ability to absorb it. I mean, they're taking little by little by little, they're destroying the population of the United States. It started, you know, back with Margaret Sanger and those guys with the eugenics program and Planned Parenthood way, way, way back when. And the craziest thing is my mom was from Nazi Germany, okay? And she was born in 1916, and she immigrated out of Germany in 1952. She was raised all the way through Nazi Germany. And the craziest thing is that, you know, IG Farben, that great industrial power now that's been broken into multiple subsidiaries that are still around, it was basically given the task of how to keep the inmates in the concentration camps servile and infertile. And they found that fluoride was the best thing because it would dissolve in water, and basically you couldn't be taken back out of the water. The concentration camp inmates had to drink water. Otherwise, you give them pills, they'd spit them out. And then we read the research on how it made them infertile and sterile, and we ended up giving their, in 1945, we got all the research from Dachau, and we ended up in 1946 putting fluoride in the water in the United States. This is sanity.
It's definitely insanity, Ted. There's just so much here. I want to tell you, I do want to have you back. We're going to keep talking, but I do want to have you back. I forgot to tell people this, but on April 25th, my listener ratings have been going way up, and I'm expanding my program from 1 hour to 2 hours. It'll be broadcast from 2 to 4 p.m. beginning April 25th, Friday, Pacific Standard Time. There's so much here, Ted. It's overwhelming. You had some other 10 top foods to avoid as well.
Oh, yeah, we'll finish. In fact, my latest book is called Breakthrough Health. If you go to healthmasters.com, it's on the front page.
Okay.
Healthmasters.com, latest book is called Breakthrough Health. We cover the top 10 drugs never to take, top 10 pharmaceutical and over-the-counter drugs never to take. We also go into detail on the GMOs and on the fluoride and on the statin drugs and all the stuff, all in that book. That book's incredible.
Okay.
It's like 45 chapters in it, and I give you solutions to. I tell you what to do, what supplements to take, how to correct a lot of these conditions without the use of drugs. It's unbelievably easy in some cases. Let me give you another example. A couple of weeks ago, I went to Yalaha's Bakery up in Orlando. And it was interesting because the owner is a friend of mine, and he came up to me. I was talking to him, and he was like, gosh, there was an office there. He's like stretched out on the chair about to pass out. I said, what's wrong? He goes, man, I started on this diabetes medicine yesterday. And he goes, I feel awful. I feel like I'm going to die. I got extreme stomach pains. I said, you have adult onset diabetes? You didn't call me. He goes, well, I didn't know you could do anything about it. I said, that's one of the easiest things to correct without the use of drugs. And his blood sugar was 400. And so I told him, I said, here's what you do. You do this, this, and this, take this, this, and this, and your blood should be perfect in a week. He said, you're kidding me. I said, no, it'll be perfect in a week. You'll be calling me up telling me how great you feel. Within a week, he called me up. He did exactly what I told him to do. He said, I cannot believe this. I'm off all the medication. I feel absolutely wonderful. My blood sugar is perfect.
That's so fantastic, Ted.
It's so easy. The adult onset diabetes is a joke to correct. So is high cholesterol, so is, high triglycerides, and so is high blood pressure. It's a little bit more involved with high blood pressure, but it's also pretty easy to correct without drugs. I can just tell you story after story after story. I've worked with thousands and thousands of patients, up to 40 people a day back when I was a full practicing clinician. And I learned over the years that it's very, very easy to keep people healthy. You have to really work at being sick. You have to watch all the wrong movies. You got to make sure you turn the TV on when you're eating dinner. You got to make sure you eat all the junk you possibly eat. You got to gorge yourself at every meal. You got to make sure you go to bed drinking a cup of coffee. You got to get up in the morning drinking coffee again. You got to do all of this stuff on an ongoing basis to make sure you can get really, really sick. Our bodies are pretty resilient. But now, because of the GMOs and everything else, we don't have to try that hard to get sick anymore, because they're poisoning us from the air. They're poisoning us from the food. They're poisoning us in the water. That's all about the population control, and we'll talk about who's in charge of all that in a few minutes. But number three to stay away from is margarine. Nothing new there. We got to, margarine's easy. Basically, use butter. Use organic butter. That's the best thing to do. Use olive oil. Use coconut oil. It's great for the brain, great for Alzheimer's patients.
Okay.
Number four, shellfish. You got to avoid it. With all the radiation that's coming out of Fukushima right now, you guys are getting pelted up there. And the sea life is being wiped out in the Pacific Ocean. It's awful.
We will be getting in about 2 weeks' time, friends. There's nothing in the mainstream media about this. A little bit in the alternative press, but we're getting a radioactive plume of water that's 10 times more radioactive than all the radiation that's been dropped on this planet since Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
That's right.
This
is much worse than Chernobyl. With Chernobyl, they were able to isolate it, cover it in concrete, and get rid of it, okay? Just pretend like it didn't happen. This stuff is spewing 300,000 pounds of seawater, super radioactive seawater, into the ocean every single day, and it doesn't stop. And supposedly, according to Dr. Deagle, some of these reactors have already melted to their cores, and they're into the seafloor bed now, just pouring water out, and it's causing a gigantic nightmare of devastation in the Pacific Ocean. It's unbelievable.
China Syndrome, the China Syndrome movie.
That's exactly right.
It's very similar to that. From my end, I've just written up, the state has refused to do any testing, our state, Washington State. And I've contacted the Environmental Protection Agency last week in Seattle. They're refusing to do any testing under direct orders from the Obama administration. They just stick their heads. They're sticking their heads in the sand.
I thought you guys up in Seattle. I thought you guys were the ones who put Obama in office. So, of course, you guys voted for him like we did out here in Florida, but he didn't do anything he said he was going to do either. But that's another story.
Well, we were hoping that he would be.
Were we hoping he was going to close Guantanamo? Weren't we hoping he was going to get rid of the National Defense Authorization Act? Weren't we hoping he was going to get rid of the Patriot Act? Weren't we hoping he wasn't going to buy 1.4 billion rounds of ammunition for Homeland Security? Weren't we hoping he was going to do anything he said he was going to do? But what happened? Yeah. He got into power. He realized real quick he doesn't run the United States. I call him a sock puppet for Lucifer.
It's funny. Well, I just wanted to tell my listener friends that I have written up an initiative that will force the state to do testing of the water along the Pacific and in Puget Sound, as well as the shellfish, fish, and marine life in the all the sea saltwater areas of the state on a monthly basis. And also, the initiative directs our governor to put down his cup of coffee and stop eating his donut and actually do something with the other governors of the western states and contact the Japanese government to see what can be done, because this is intolerable. We've had up to 450 tons of extremely highly radioactive water going into the Pacific on a daily basis for the last 3 years. There's no end in sight.
Right.
The radiation is showing up in the sea life on the coast, and nobody's doing anything about it.
I know, Chad. You're preaching to the choir. You're exactly right. I started taking potassium iodide 2 years ago because of this junk. And everybody should be taking at least 13 milligrams a day of potassium iodide every day. Listen to me, everybody. Listen to me. If you ever heard me say anything else, you take your potassium iodide, especially if you live on the West Coast up there. Everybody in the whole country should be taking it. My whole family takes it. My kids take it. Everybody takes it. 13 milligrams a day.
Okay.
And your body needs that much. And with women, it's been shown that if you have enough iodide and you're on a preventive dose like that, that you can never, ever get breast cancer. It's like it makes it almost impossible. Same thing with prostate cancer for men. And the thing about it is that nobody talks about this stuff, Ted. But the elite know what they're doing. The globalists know what they're doing. They know who they are. They know what they're doing. They know this is about eugenics. They know it's to reduce the population of the planet. The problem is we've all kind of bought into it, hook, line, and sinker, thinking that, you know, we could actually do something about it with our current administration to help the stuff stop. But he's not in charge. Let me tell you who's in charge, in case anybody doesn't think that I've completely gone off the deep end. Let's go ahead and tell you who's in charge of this whole nonsense, okay?
Okay.
These elite. I was watching a show the other day. It was on the Sword of Destiny, the Spear of Destiny, and it was on with the one guy was on. It was on the History Channel, and it was that one fellow. He always has these investigative shows. It'll come to me in a second. It's not Max Kaiser. It's another guy. It's not Mars. He's on the History Channel, and he Brad Metzler decoded, okay? And he had a thing on the History Channel. Now, everybody listen to me for a second now. I mean, and look it up yourself. You know, doggone it all, just look it up yourself. Just to make sure I'm right, because you know I'm right about this, or what me telling you. I'm watching it on the History Channel. I taped it, and I watched it like four or five times, and they got erased off my TiVo, right? So I'm watching the show, and it's on the Spear of Destiny. Now, the Spear of Destiny is the spear that allegedly was used to plunge into Jesus' side while he was hanging on the cross to kill him, to make sure he was already dead, to make sure he was dead by the Roman soldier. Now, the Spear of Destiny was kept in the archives by the Catholic Church, the early disciples, and ended up in a museum in Austria. And the legend so goes that whoever had the Spear of Destiny could not be defeated in battle, that there they would be the reigning victorious army. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened is Hitler stole the Spear of Destiny. But then somebody stole it from Hitler, okay? And they're talking about this on this whole show with Brad Metzler, Dakota, The Spear of Destiny. Watch it. You can pull it up on YouTube. And here's what's interesting. In the very last 5 minutes of the show, a guy comes in and he meets Brad Metzler in a church. It's like a Catholic church. It was very interesting. And he goes, well, I'm here to tell you something. And then Brad Metzler said, yes, you told me what the story was. I want to hear it. And this guy was a bodyguard. He was like a trained, you know, SEAL team guy or whatever. And he was a bodyguard for the world's elite. And he used to have these different people he would bodyguard for who would actually go in and meet the president of the United States without a invitation and without an appointment. They would walk into the White House, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so he said this. And so he was talking. He was the bodyguard for this guy who could walk in and talk to Obama or Bush or whoever was president anytime he wanted to. And he's meeting this other group of people. And he goes into the bar while these elite are talking in their private session, and he meets another bodyguard for one of the other elite people. They're all sitting at the bar having a drink. And the one guy asks this bodyguard, well, do you know who your boss is? And he goes, well, no, not really. I mean, I'm his bodyguard. Well, then she says, he's the one who stole the Spear of Destiny from Hitler.
I'll be damned.
Huh. Now, listen to me. You guys, you watch this show. This is on the History Channel.
Okay.
He goes, he's the one who stole the Spear of Destiny from Hitler. And he goes, okay, that's interesting. He goes, but, you know, why did he do that? He goes, well, he's one of the benign D Nephilim, sons of the fallen, sons of Lucifer, from Genesis chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
They claim their lineage all the way back to Lucifer, and they claim to be running the planet, and they believe they're going to rebuild the temple. They're going to cut their head guy with the Spear of Destiny in the Holy of Holies, and he's going to be brought in as the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy, and Brad Metzer said, well, do you believe this? He goes, it doesn't matter whether I believe it or not. He goes, these people believe it enough that they're willing to give their own lives for this. And here's what's interesting about this. The more you go back into the satanic conspiracy, look at the back in 2012, his halftime performance at the Super Bowl, how unbelievably crazy that was. Look what just happened a couple of weeks ago when they were doing the Grammys, where that one girl had the full witch thing going on at the Grammys. And you see, whether you want to believe it or not, they believe this stuff. If they have what they call lesser magic, which means they got to tell you what they're going to do in advance, and they'll show you and tell you what they're going to do to you in advance before they do it. That's what they have to do to avoid the bad karma on the other side, they believe. Now, what's interesting about this is these guys traced their lineage all the way back to Lucifer with the fall of the Nephilim, Genesis chapter 6 with the great flood with Noah. Now, what's interesting about this is if you go through time and you find out where all these ruling classes have come from, a lot of them have the same ruling class bloodlines. And so what you now got to do, Ted, you got to study all of this stuff and start to realize that there's some type of satanic connection to all of this. Look at Ted Gunderson, what happened to him. He was the head of this. He was the head of the FBI for Los Angeles County back in the 90s, and he retired, and he discovered a full underground, full-blown satanic human sacrifice to the death sacrifice ritual network in L.A. County. And he exposed it and went public with it. And see, this is the nut stuff that's going on, that we're going, well, that really doesn't happen, that really doesn't happen. This stuff really goes on. And the crazy thing about it is if we don't open our eyes and see the underlying agenda of this with the eugenics and the population control and all of this other kind of stuff and who these people really are and who they think we are, they don't consider us to be anything but just ants, you know, like a termite or something. They don't something that needs to be exterminated. They don't see us as human beings. And what's crazy about all of this, and that's the only thing, Ted, that makes any sense. Because if you don't go back to that level, if you don't go back to Genesis and back to the Ark, over 100 civilizations, I'm not talking about Jews and Christians, I'm talking about all these different civilizations have a record in their historical account of the Ark and of the flood of Noah. And what's interesting about this is you got to take it back. Who built all these big structures? Who built the pyramids? I mean, I've been to Stonehenge. I've been to the pyramids. I've seen these monolithic structures that are massive, you know, huge, huge stones that are the biggest cranes that have a hard time picking up and moving to this day. And yet they built them thousands and thousands of years ago. Well, they didn't build them. The fallen angels built those things, according to most historians now that study this stuff, the Nephilim. And this is what Brad Metzer was talking about in that whole thing, that lineage, that bloodline that comes all the way through. But anyhow, so now that nobody's going to listen to anything else that I had to say, we can finish on the top 10 list on the hell stuff. But I want to share that with listeners because it took me a long time. It took me almost 15 years of study to put the pieces of this puzzle back together again. And it's amazing if you really look at what's going on, who in the world's in charge, why they're in charge, and why they're doing what they're doing. Plus, you know, your show's way out there anyhow, so I figure I might as well join the club and be way out there with you.
Well, that's fine. You know, I love people who are out of this world. With that, Eric, let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back on the air in a couple of minutes.
Hello, friends. My name's Ted Marr. I'm the radio show host of the Out of This World radio program. We focus in on psychic phenomenon and metaphysics. We have in a studio today one of the best astrologers and tarot readers in the Seattle area, Karen Whelan. Karen, how did you become interested in this field?
Because I'm a control freak, like most of us. I need to know what's going on in life. And so tarot and astrology just answer those questions for us. Tarot is a present tense oracle. It talks about what's going on in life right now. And astrology looks at the big picture and says, am I headed the way I want to be? Am I being who I want to be?
Karen, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like a reading?
Show up at East West Bookshop every Friday, or you can email me at karen@seattleastrologer.com. Again, you can reach me at East West Bookshop every Friday, or at karen@seattleastrologer.com.
Thanks, Karen.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back. You're listening to Out of This World with your host, Ted Marr. We're broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington. We have on our program today Dr. Ted Brower. He's coming to us live from Florida. He's one of the leading nutritionists and health specialists in the United States, if not the world, and he picks up where traditional doctors leave off. If you'd like to call in with any health questions, our number for the studio is area code 425-373-5527, or toll-free within Western Washington is a toll-free number at 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And I also want to give out our website, which is www.outofthisworld1150.com. And right there on the left side of the page, you will see the biography and a link to doctor's website, which is www.healthmasters.com. I also want to give out the number for his company, too, because he's got lots of wonderful products. The direct number for his company at Health Masters is 1-800-726-1834. And Dr. Ted, are you still there?
Of course I'm here still, Ted. We still got to cover these top 10 foods never to eat.
Okay, great. Well, let's see now.
We can keep talking about the Nephilim or whatever you want to talk about. by the way, here's what's another interesting thing. This is a little bit of trivia since we're doing Nephilim. If you want to learn some more about this, Chuck Messler, he's a Missler. He's got an excellent teaching on this in Genesis chapter 6 on YouTube. Just type in Chuck Messler, Dr. Chuck Messler, Genesis chapter 6. He'll go into detail. And what's interesting about all this, because people are always wondering why the flood had to happen, why God flooded the planet, okay? Or if some of these other people may think some whatever flooded the planet, who knows, okay? Or the aliens flooded the planet, whatever you want to think. The planet got flooded, okay? But here's what happened, okay? When you go back to the Garden of Eden, was in the creation, when the geneticist who put us here, okay, because we didn't, by the way, we didn't, okay, let me just share something with you guys. I'm a scientist, okay? I mean, I'm a really well-trained scientist. Like I told you, I had 400 hours just in the laboratory alone in biochemical genetics. We did not come from rock, R-O-C-K. We did not come. I'm going to repeat it. We did not. Okay, if you believe somebody showed up in a spaceship and put us here, okay, whatever, okay? But don't believe that we came from a rock. That is so stupid. I don't even know how people with brains can even believe that nonsense, because if you break the theory of evolution back all the way with the Darwinianism that started back in the 1800s, by the way, that's before they knew what DNA and the source code of the human being was and all that. They believed that we came from a rock, that you had a rock laying out in the salt water, it got hit by lightning, and the lightning formed a peptide, the peptide formed protein, the protein formed a molecule. That's complete and total garbage. Science has never been able to take life and make it. They can only replicate what was already there, and they can only change what's already there, but they can't make it. They can't take an acorn and make it sprout. It doesn't work. It won't grow. It can't make a human. They can only clone people and do things, which, by the way, they have cloning technology already. That's been around for a long time. We all know that. But the point is, in Genesis chapter 6, it says that the fallen angels, those who had fallen from God, let's say, if we want to do this thing from a spaceship standpoint, okay, we had a group of spaceships come here, if you guys want to believe all this. And the spaceship, one of the head geneticist got out and decided to make human beings. Well, the head geneticist got out, made human beings, made them in his likeness, put them in a garden, so they're chilling out in the garden. And then some of the other guys in the other spaceships who couldn't make life, they decided they didn't want to listen to him anymore. They wanted to take over and learn all he knew what to do, et cetera, et cetera. They started a war, and basically he got mad at them and threw them down into Earth, and basically they were cast out. Or you could just go back to the biblical account that God basically threw the fallen angels out, and they ended up basically coming back down to the planet. In Genesis chapter 6, it says, I believe the biblical account, not the spaceship stuff. In Genesis chapter 6, though I do believe in spaceships, and also believe in ETs, and I also believe UFOs, okay? And in Genesis chapter 6, it says these fallen angels came down from heaven. They were cast here. You can read the book of Enoch also. That's not a canonized text. You can read it, but it explains what happened in Genesis chapter 6, the book of Enoch. And it says that these 200 angels that were brought down were called the Watchers. The problem is they liked the women that God had made on the planet. They started having sex with them and having children with them, which were the giants of old. They were called the Nephilim. And what ended up happening is they were around for 4,000 or 5,000 years breeding before the flood, and they had almost completely corrupted the gene pool of Noah and all these other people on the planet. And one of the only pure gene pools that was still left from Adam to Noah was one of the only ones that was left. That's why Noah's family was chosen, because he did not have Nephilim DNA in him. Are you with me? You probably never heard any of this stuff, have you, Ted?
I haven't.
That's why Noah and his family was chosen, according to the Bible, because their seed was pure. Their DNA was pure. They had not been corrupted with Nephilim DNA. They had not been corrupted with fallen angel DNA. The rest of the planet was pretty much completely corrupted, and it says that the thoughts of all of their people were, all the men were evil all of the time. So what ended up happening is God purged the planet to get rid of all the contaminated DNA. The problem was, it says in Genesis chapter 6 that these watchers, these fallen angels, they were there before and then again after the flood. And then Jesus said in Matthew, he said that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the returning of the Son of Man. It says when Jesus comes back. And what he's saying basically is we're going to have all this genetic engineering, wars and rumors, wars, all of this stuff going on as it was in the times of Noah. See, human beings have not become more intellectual in the past 10,000 years. We've become less intellectual. We have de-evolved. We have not evolved. And that's what people have to understand. You know, at one time we were much, much more capable than we are right now as far as everything, as far as intellect, thought, DNA, IQs, everything. We've de-evolved. And the nuttiest thing is that's what God tried to stop. He tried to clean up the gene pool on the planet and get the fallen angel DNA. That's what happened. That's why the flood happened. Use your own words if you don't use fallen. I mean, David Icke likes to use reptilian aliens, okay? Okay, the reptilians. You know, and I like David. Like, I like some of his writing, but I only agree with about 85% of what he writes. And his one book that he wrote, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees, that's one of the best books I've ever read, which goes into a broad variety of different topics. And that's an excellent book, and it's not a Christian book. You know, that's what it's not. But it has a lot. But if you replace the reptilian aliens with fallen angels in that book, then everything I just told you makes more sense as far as what the Bible teaches. Number five to stay away from is the junk food category: Twinkies, Ding Dongs, cupcakes, GMOs, soy protein. Now, everybody listen to me for a second. Don't eat soy. Don't use soy oil. Don't eat soy beans. Don't eat any soy at all. It is a female estrogen product, and it's almost all GMO. And it will feminize men. And let me tell you something. This is interesting. Now, this has nothing to do with the gay issue and none of that stuff. We're not talking about that because I don't even care about all that stuff. I mean, whatever people want to do is whatever they want to do. That's their own decision. But here's what happened. When I was in embryology with Dr. Veese at Florida State University. It was the fall of 1975. Yes, I'm almost 60 years old, so in case you wanted to add the numbers, about 58. Fall of 75, I was a junior in college. And what was interesting is we had a whole thing on mammals. And what we learned was this: all mammals are born initially as female. I'm going to repeat that. All mammals are born initially as female. When a human being, male, gets an XY chromosome, one for the Y from his dad and the X from his mom, he's still born a female in utero. About the third or fourth month, you start having what's called cellular differentiation. And what happens is that Y chromosome triggers an extra production of testosterone from the mother. And the mother's testosterone causes the ovaries to drop and become testicles in the little boy. It makes the little boy change from a right hemisphere-dominated brain to a left, more logical hemisphere-dominated brain. And the little boy becomes a little boy. If a woman is given large amounts, even small amounts, of soy proteins or exogenous estrogens, they're called, while she's pregnant and while that child is in utero, that child will not develop properly. In some cases, it's born with both sets of reproductive organs. In almost every case, the penises are much smaller than they're supposed to be. In almost every case, the child never develops a male brain. They have a female brain. And this was done on purpose. They knew exactly what these exogenous estrogens like BPA, bisphenol A, and the plastics was going to do when they put it in the food supply back in the 40s. They knew exactly what soy was going to do. They knew what all these pesticides and all these other things were going to do to us. And that basically they wanted to reduce the population of men who would stand up against tyranny and basically stand up against this new world order. And they basically had to basically feminize the men. And so we have our Metro Men culture today. And the sad part about it is, I don't care if somebody's gay. That means absolutely nothing to me. But here's what I don't like. I don't care. It's not an issue. But nobody had the right to chemically castrate a child in utero without that child's permission or without the mother even knowing about it. That's what I've got the problem with. That's the problem that I've got, Ted. No one has the right to chemically castrate a child in utero without the permission of the mother, who should not give that permission, and that child who had never had any idea what was happening to it.
I agree, Dr. Ted. Eric, you were trying to say something, I'm sorry?
I'm trying to say we've got Jackie on hold in Seattle, if you're ready for a call.
Love to have a call. Is that okay, Dr. Ted, to have a call?
Jackie, what do you want, sweetie?
She's on with you now, and just keep in mind that we've got 6.5 minutes left in the show.
All right. Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ted and Dr. Ted. I just want to compliment the show. This is awesome material, and I think that the point that Dr. Ted you're making, I think that's your name. Sorry, kind of catching the latter half of the show, of this is all about depopulation through chemtrains and the GMOs, and I think that, you know, it can be very disheartening and overwhelming. And so I think it's really important to ask, well, what can we do? And it's interesting because I was watching, she's known as the Madame of Consciousness, and she's a doctor, I think, in Sweden, amazing woman. She's like in her 80s now, and forgive me, I just found her last night. And anyway, she was talking about all this, and she was saying how it's really important to be in our, essentially, to understand that we're white light beings, and to create that boundary around us. You know, it's almost like if we had, we were in a cosmic egg, maybe perhaps like around our body for protection. And, you know, the connection of our DNA being to aliens, that we are aliens, is true. And so when you really look at that piece, well then, okay, if we come from the stars, that means we have the evolvement, the ascended mastery through consciousness to reconnect to our understanding of where we came from. And I absolutely believe with my whole being that we can bring that into this realm. And that's why there's such a hush on aliens being real and whatnot, because it's all almost like, wow, if we woke up and realized our real power and through mental telepathy, through healing, through energy work, then we'd have those tools to protect ourselves.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you, Jackie. Have we spoke before, by the way?
Yes. This is Jackie.
Oh, hi, Jack. So nice to hear you.
Yeah, a long time no talk to you. I just caught your show, and I just love your show. Your shows are awesome, and they're right on, Ted. Thank you so much for every single one of your shows, and particularly this one, because it's important to wake everybody else, to wake those up that aren't aware of the dark force, if you will, and that.
Let me go ahead, Jackie, and say something real quick about what you just said, okay?
Yes.
Okay, this is probably going to surprise you guys, but obviously you guys know that I'm a Christian, okay, so you know that. So, but here, let me tell you something about all of this. I agree with more of what she said than I disagree with what she said, and here's why. We are frequency beings. We generate a specific frequency, and we do have an aura around us, and our pineal gland basically links us into the next dimension where our soul resides, I believe, and I believe that we absolutely have to bathe ourselves in positive energy. I believe we have to absolutely bathe ourselves in positive prayers, and I believe we can directly influence the outcome of what's happening on this planet. I believe we can expose the globalists for what they are, and I believe we've got to be very, very careful with the words that come out of our mouth. And we got to do everything we can from an energy standpoint to do exactly what she said and meditate on the good, the positive, and the wonderful things, and we need to stand firm in the belief that we have and expose who's doing this, and we also need to make sure we eat everything we possibly can as organic as we can. Stay away from the soy, stay away from the GMOs, stay away from the drugs, stay away from the chemicals. Stop drinking fluoride, which calcifies the pineal gland. The pineal gland is the third gland, basically the insight gland that gives you insight into the fourth, fifth, and sixth dimension, and what it allows you to do is to discern spiritual matters, and we need to make sure that we decalcify our pineal gland. And we need to stay away from anything that will calcify. And we need to make sure we stay away from halogens like bromine and fluorine and chlorine, and make sure we take supplemental iodine every day, because it's one of the best things you can do for your pineal gland, so you get that third sight and you can see more into the unseen world. You know, you didn't think I was going to say that, did you?
Can you hear me? Are you still here, Jackie?
I'm here, buddy.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I just, again, I'm sending love and light, and I'm imagining it going to the entire universe, and that we all are in that higher consciousness and bringing that Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, whatever you want, really waking ourselves up and realizing our real power, and that love is the only thing that exists and will continue to exist. And by doing that, then we'll, you know, wake up from the matrix and not be allowing our energy to get frozen by what the programming's come through the, you know, the TV and all this other crap, which I agree with you. It's like, don't watch those things.
You're right, Jackie.
Right.
I like this, Jackie. She's nice.
She is nice. I've talked to her before. Wonderful, wonderful person.
Smart lady.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Well, I wanted to tell you, Jackie and Dr. Burr, too, that 1 week from today, I will be filing a state initiative in Olympia at 9 a.m. At the Secretary of State's office in Olympia, which will force the state to do testing of the waters for the Fukushima radiation. But more than that, to get Governor Inslee to do something, actually, about it, join with the other governors of the western states and Premier Clark of the of British Columbia, to contact the government of Japan, and perhaps something can be done to help them out. I for one cannot tolerate the wholesale and callous pollution of this planet. Something has to be done. It's been going on for 3 years now, and they have no plans to stop the pollution. No plans to stop it.
If man is still alive.
Well, listen, friends, I thank you so much for being on my program, and we'll be back a week from today with Yuri Geller coming live from London, England. And I hope you have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye, and take care.
In the year 35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies.